time for an amazing adventure with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. It's the Catch Up. For your own amazing adventure, check out WA's Amazing South Coast. See theamazingsouthcoast.com.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan Catch Up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
someone wins a choose-your-own-adventure world holiday.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
So, guys, I went for a walk yesterday around Lake Munger, and on my way home, I was dressed all in my gear, you know, my workout, my activewear. I pretty much do that even when I'm not walking, going to the gym. But anyway, I decided that I needed to get some cat food on the way home, and I stop at this little vet at about three blocks from my house. Mm-hmm. Only the best for my pussycat Jules, because you know it's got the it's got the best nutrients and stuff when you buy it from a.
Is that right?
You know,
do you need a breather?
All the other stuff is a bit, you know.
Righto.
She gets real funny if she has the other.
No, I agree. Biscuit. I agree. I look after the dogs.
Yeah. Exactly. I got to look after the cat.
Okay.
Anyway, as I'm in there, I've got my sunnies on and my hat, and I've got the big bag, like got a big kilo, a couple of kilos. I'm carrying it to the counter, and the lady's looking at me funny, and I'm thinking, she probably knows who I am.
Hey, guys, Heidi Anderson, Hit 92.9, realheidi.com.
That's what I was thinking, like maybe listen to my podcast, maybe follow me on Instagram, you know, and I started feeling like, oh, yeah, how's it going? And she looked at me, she's like, yeah, really good. She's like, oh, she's staring at me. She goes, do you mind if I ask you something? And this is I take the sunnies off and I'm like,
it's
yeah. Pretty
selfie?
Much almost said that. And then she goes, oh, so what brand is your hat?
Oh, so there's two things. What in the dickens are you wearing sunnies inside for?
Oh, only because I was quick going.
No, it's not an excuse. Who do you think you are, Robbie Williams? No, take them off. And what was the brand of the hat, by the way?
It's C&M, and I was like, I don't know. I bought it on Style Runner when I bought my leggings.
So were you embarrassed and got off pretty quickly?
Oh my god, I ran out of there. I dropped the biscuits and ran.
Heidi Anderson from Hit 92.9, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't you know who I am?
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9.
Guess who joins us on the line?
We quizzed our next guest about Heidi, Xavier and Ryan's start to 2018.
It's been very inspiring to watch them.
Go on.
They're so tight.
Uh-huh.
They work so well together.
Sure.
And they just know how to build up an audience and take them down again.
Oh, completely agree with you. In fact, all those words could be said for you and your band. Please welcome 9 times ARIA award winning, the delightful Missy Higgins.
Hello,
welcome, Missy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are very well, thanks for asking. But Missy, is it true that you have some big news to share with us this morning?
Yes. Well, it's very exciting because today I'm announcing that I'm the opening support for Ed Sheeran on his March Australian tour.
How amazing. Huge. Like, did Ed Sheeran call you himself, or does his people call your people?
Oh, no, our people talk to each other. I don't even think that Ed has a phone, does he? Isn't he?
No, kind of famous this is thing, true.
You know, anti-technology.
This is true.
Now, Missy, Ed has said that you inspired him as a youngster to get into music, and he absolutely loved your stuff. Is that something you're really proud of?
Yeah, I'm super flattered to hear that. He's mentioned me in a couple of interviews and said I think he watched a live performance of me at the Opera House when he was like 13 or 14,
oh
which
my.
Is so
wow.
cute to think about a little 13-year-old Ed Sheeran being a fan.
Now, Missy, in Perth we have two things going on. We've got Ed Sheeran and we've got Optus Stadium. So you're putting both of them together. Are you aware how big the Optus Stadium is going to be with Ed Sheeran?
I feel a lot of pressure to do a good show. I really want to do a good show. Like, we're talking about the set list at the moment, how we can make it a really exciting show and, you know, integrate light and video and... Yeah, so I want to do a venue that size justice.
And there'll be a kind blend of the old stuff and the new stuff, Missy?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've only got 40 or 45 minutes, so I'm going to do one or two new songs from the album, definitely my new single, maybe one other new one, and then probably play all the old hits.
Oh, girl.
You want people to have a good time?
Yeah, it's going to be so good. And I was listening. I got a sneak peek of Futon Couch, which is about your husband because you met him on a couch. So I know that blaring through Optus Stadium, and also a little bit of special too. I think you will have the crowd a rockin', girlfriend.
I hope so. Thank you. I'm very excited.
All right, Missy, thank you so much for joining us. As Heidi said, the new single is called Futon Couch and it's available now. The new album is set for a May release, but the big announcement today is Ed Sheeran, his big concert series. Missy Higgins will be performing with him, or opening for him, should I say. Missy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for chatting with me, guys. See ya.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9.
We love him, we love him, we love him!
Xavier.
So, like, I get a little bit shaky.
Be my Xavier.
He's such a humble, strong man.
Xavier.
Dreamboat.
He can love me.
Be my.
He's so brave.
Xavier.
With his hot, sexy body just touching mine. I hear him on the radio and I crank it right up.
You're so brave, Xavier. I am so brave.
My big, sexy body, all that sort of stuff. But this is a segment where I'm here to help someone out. Xavier, be my Xavier. If you've got something on this weekend that you need to go to, you need to have beers with the boys before the UFC, you need to go down to Cot for a nice couple of glasses of wine with the girls.
I love how it's always got to do with alcohol with you, whereas I'm in the sober squad, remember. What could our sober
squad do? Well, Valentine's Day is coming up. If you want to take your partner out for a nice feed into a restaurant, I'm here to save you. If you're flat broke and you've got nothing else to do and you've got no money, ring, tell me what you want the money for, tell me what you're going to spend it on, and I might consider giving it to
you. So they've got to really pitch themselves, don't they,
Ryan? There's only one. Zaves is not slinging cash. There's one winner. So you need to tell Xavier why you deserve it. And often you need to pray to his ego a little bit. I think the guy who won won a dinner with his girlfriend last week. What did he call it?
A dreamboat.
Yeah, and you've always said your blue eyes are your thing. So if someone even says next, Xavier, be my saver with those dreamy blue eyes, I reckon you got it in the bag.
I even get lost in my eyes when I look in the mirror.
Oh, mate, I'm lost right now, Zaves.
Oh, Xavier, I'll go first, actually. Ryan from Scarborough's called through. Xavier, you sexy man.
Yes.
Yes.
I have to get Bridget a Valentine's Day present and I don't know what to get her. Can I please have some money so I can buy her a nice present? Because then she'll be happy and then I'll be happy and then I can treat you better in the mornings.
Wrong, not right, because I'm not taking, I want to buy a Valentine's present. I want specifics.
Oh, okay.
What are you buying?
$1,000 worth of flowers.
There you go. That's better. That's better. 13 10 60, call in now.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9.
All right, Andrea, plead your case.
Xavier, my beautiful blue-eyed Xavier.
Oh, you've gone the eyes. Okay,
Andrea.
I need some cash because my partner lives in the Pilbara and he gets home the day before Valentine's Day, and I really want to take him out for dinner to our favourite restaurant because by the time he gets home, he's going to be gone for 3 weeks.
Yeah. What's your favourite restaurant, Andrea?
Pancho's in Victoria Park.
Oh, I have heard that's lovely.
Okay. I don't really mind about the restaurant, but the blue eyes sort of got me. But anyway, we'll keep going.
All right, let's go to Kerry. Good morning, Kerry.
Hey, Kerry, you
there? Are you there, Kerry?
Nope, we're going to move off Kerry.
That is a real shame for Kerry. Let's go to Kylie now. Hello, Kylie.
Hello, Xavier. Xavier, please, please, please be my saviour. You dreamboat with beautiful blue eyes.
Okay.
He tunes out from here, Kylie.
You've got my attention. Continue.
I want to take my husband out for dinner. We both lost our jobs last year, so we've had a hard 6 months, and my parents also have helped out. I'd like to sort out dinner and also have my children babysat.
Kylie.
Yeah, children babysats, that can be a cost that you don't factor in as well when you want to be.
And it opens up a bit of romance. I'm all about the romance.
All right, I think we're giving Kerry a second chance. You there, Kerry?
Yes, I am.
All right, say hello to Xavier.
Xavier, be my Xavier, please.
Oh, yeah, Kerry, speak to me.
What have you got?
I've got a friend over from the UK who's trying to get over breast cancer and breakups, and I'm taking her out on Saturday, but it doesn't leave anything in the pot to treat my man on Valentine's Day.
Okay. So you're doing
something lovely.
Okay, you're doing something lovely for your friend, and then
we're going to Fremantle, to the prison, to wine and pizza down in like Frio Harbour. And to be honest, the money could actually mean he comes with us rather than babysit.
Oh, yes. Okay, right. I like what you've done there, Kerry.
All right, so just to recap, Kerry there has got a friend over and she's spending some money on her, and then she doesn't have any money left over for Valentine's Day. Kylie wants to go to the nice restaurant and pay for the babysitter. And
Lost the jobs.
And Andrea, her man works FIFO, doesn't get to spend a lot of time with him, so wants to have a special night for Valentine's Day.
Who would you go, Ando?
Oh, God, it's a tough one this morning. But I want to see you be a little bit more harsh with this segment. I reckon you need to say who you just wipe straight off now. The first one, gone.
See you, Andrea.
Okay, see you, Andrea. And now we've got Kerry and Kylie. Come on, Zaves.
I'm leaning towards Kerry. And I actually spoke to someone last week. They said they're in their car and they were like fighting for their favourite one. So there's a lot of pressure on you, Xavier. The reason I'm going with Kerry is I think I liked the accent when she came in and had a bit of really talked you up.
Although Kylie really won me over with how much love she had for your dreamboat eyes. And they both lost their jobs last year.
What accent did Kerry have?
I think it was it
where are you
Scottish?
From? Where are you from, Kerry?
Yorkshire, England.
Okay.
Yorkshire. Okay, well, unfortunately for you, Kerry, I lost my job last year too. So, Kylie, I'm taking you and your partner out for a feed, and the babies are going to be cared for.
What? Are you babysitting?
Yep, I'll babysit them. Bring them into the station. Well done, mate. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your partner, and happy Valentine's Day to everyone next week.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It is a very special day today in Perth because someone is about to win a trip around the world with Choose Your Own Adventure. We have been driving for the last 15 minutes. We have arrived at our destination. And, Zave, just paint the picture of where we are.
Mate, I can see a park, I can see dogs, I can see some shops, and I can see cars. Okay. So that really narrows it down.
I'm worried that you're speaking too loudly, and same with me.
I'm busting.
Because he really needs to pee, and he just said to me, "Hey, Ando, do you reckon when we give the trip away, I can quickly ask her for a cheeky toilet use afterwards?" And I was like, and I think I've just given away that it might be a female.
A her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but that's okay. We're going to knock on their door next.
Yep.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Choose your own adventure.
All right. We've just walked around the corner. We're just out the front of her house.
Yeah. We're out the front of their house, and now she can't work out which house is which. Really exciting time. So
we're out the front. We're knocking on the door.
A is that side.
A is, we've got the wrong house.
Okay. Garage is going up. Sophie! Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Yeah. Yeah. Woo! God, Sophie, did you just...
Kiss me!
Sophie, congratulations. How are you feeling?
I can't even speak. Oh, my God. I cannot believe I'm shaking. Oh,
congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
okay.
God, thank you. Sorry, I can't speak.
We couldn't even get into your house, mate.
I know. It's a little bit like Fort Knox.
Sophie, we were sort of parked around the corner. And did you know that we were close? Did you suspect it was us? We were listening to the radio.
Yeah, we were definitely listening. I heard you say the park, but honestly, you never think you're going to win something like this.
No. And apparently Blake was giving you crap all morning saying there's someone out the front. Girlfriend, massive congratulations. What a spectacular moment we just had at your front door. You have won the trip of a lifetime. There was three trips up for grabs.
My trip will take you to Memphis, London and Rome. Zave, your trip?
My trip's the real life Lion King. So we're off to Africa for gorillas, every animal you can think of out of the Lion King, about five or six different countries.
Yep. And Heidi, your trip?
Mine's the perfect place for Blake to propose.
And we've sensed a bit of pressure, haven't we? Yeah.
We'll be stopping in New York for a few days. You can do Sex in the City. Then you'll be going to Miami, cruise on a massive cruise hotel ship all the way to the Bahamas. Then you'll be flown to the Cuban Islands and sail the Cuban Islands on a boat.
Sophie, which trip are you going to take?
Oh, gosh, guys. Oh, my God. But, hey, if the proposal's on the line, it's got to be Heidi!
Yeah! We're going to Bahamas!
Bahamas, baby! Woo! Yeah!
Well done, mate. Congratulations.
All right. Guys, thank you so much for letting us invade your house. Congratulations once again. And enjoy your trip around the world. Well done.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God, guys. Love you guys.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9.
for the last time this week. Let's open it up.
Last calls. Let's go. Come on.
All right, 13 10 60. We're loving any questions or opinions you might have. Xavier, you love a wild card in the last call, don't you?
Oh, I do. Just give me something. Give me a fact. Give me a theory. Give me something I've never heard of before. I won't laugh at you. I'll probably agree with you and share it with someone else. So just feed me.
What about this? I've got a fact for you. Yes. Seahorses don't have stomachs.
Okay, that's great. That's the sort of stuff I'm after.
Is that the sort of stuff you're after?
Well, to a degree. Yeah. I wouldn't go with too much seahorse material, but that was good. I liked it, Ando.
Bring it on, then.
Let's head to Morley. Gail, good morning.
Hello.
Hello. What would you like to share with Perth?
Oh, I've been listening to Heidi since the day she started, and I just relate to all ears because I've got children all your ages.
Oh,
there you go, Gail.
Gail, that's so lovely of you to call.
Look, I'm just happy to get through to speak to you, Heidi.
Oh, well, Gail, I love
really
you.
I really am.
We'll turn our
really
mics off, Gail, and go to town.
Yeah. Oh, well, Gail, thank you so much for calling. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I work night shift, so I listen to you coming home in the morning.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan for the drive home.
Oh, I was going to say, that's the first thing you get in the morning. That's a bit nice.
Yeah, I listen to you a bit. Then I get home and put the wireless on.
Oh, Gail, well, mate, you're an absolute treat.
Look,
thank you so much.
I'm an older person with seven kids and grandkids, but I wish you all good luck. I've got kids your ages.
You don't sound a day older than 21, mate.
Yeah,
good on you.
Good on you,
lots
Gail.
Of love,
and
Gail.
When she said, I'm a bit older, hey, we're a new show. We'll take anyone we can get listening to us on Hit 92.9.
Lots of love.
Let's head to Kayleen. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thanks.
Kayleen, what have you got for us this morning?
I really just wanted to give a shout out to all the organ donors and families of organ donors. My best friend just got a kidney transplant. She was on the waiting list. She was the longest waiting recipient. I'm not sure if it's her state, but just really grateful and just want to say thank you to all the organ donors and the families.
Absolutely. And there are some religious reasons why people aren't organ donors, but if you don't have a good reason why you can't be an organ donor, I think absolutely everyone should be an organ donor compulsory. And then if you wish to take yourself off the list, that should be your prerogative.
That's what I reckon, because at the moment you opt in, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
It should be an opt out.
A lot of people don't realise that. But Kayleen, thank you so much for saying that today, because Ryan and I are heading off to a funeral in Bunbury, and he's a good mate of mine, Pete, who actually he survived longer than he should have because he had a kidney and pancreas transplant a few years ago.
Yeah, there you go.
Sadly, cancer got him this week. But so it is it gave him so much more life at the time. So
yeah, that's a really good point.
Shout out. And thinking of all Pete's family as well today.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Kayleen. We're going to go to Sue. How are you doing, Sue?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What would you like to share with us today?
I was listening to The Lion King with my niece yesterday and we couldn't get on. So we got on now and we just wanted to say we loved it.
Yes. And Sue, would you like to hear a little bit more from The Lion King and those
Yes. I think we just want to keep dancing in the car.
It does. It gets
everyone out.
It gets you up and going, doesn't it?
Okay, Sue, what other Disney songs? Because the boys are pitching for an 8 o'clock special of a Disney song once a week.
Yep.
So what other songs did you want to hear?
Okay, can we make it a couple more times? You can't go wrong with something from Aladdin as long as it's not Frozen.
Oh, because I was going to say, let it go, let it go.
Oh, Heidi, what are you doing?
A little bit of Hakuna Matata.
Oh, yeah. No, but you can't just play the whole album of Lion King.
We'll give it a crack,
Beauty
though.
Beauty and the Beast, isn't there? What about that fish movie? What's that? Finding Nemo? They don't sing in that, do they?
No.
Great movie all the same.
Hot Tip Pie. It's probably start with the musicals, champ. There's probably your best bet for a song.
Anyway, Sue, thank you and have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
Shut up, Ryan. Shut up.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9.
If that catch-up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan got you ready for adventure, check out WA's Amazing South Coast at theamazingsouthcoast.com.